The Group 1 Coolmore Classic, 20 will line up here if they want to, and one of those will be Jamaican Rain for trainer Richard Lamming. Morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Look, she's just been a mare of... You've just continued to build her up, and she just copes with it really well.
Yeah, that's right. She's the older she gets, the better she's getting. Her form's very good, and she's coming up terrific. I couldn't be more happy with how she is.
I mean, the other day, we'll talk about the mannerism in a moment at Caulfield, but the Sunshine Coast went, I'll never forget it, just the way that the horse let down.
Yeah, it was a very impressive win. Took me by surprise as well. She does certainly love the rain effect or the sting out of the track, so she put them away easy that day. And even on top of the ground, she has won a 5 on a good track, but she does love the cut out of the track, and looking at the forecast, we're going to get that there Saturday.
Yeah, I was just posing the question to David Hayes about, you know, if we do cop showers, she is one that will relish it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I love to see her on a wet track in a Group 1. She's very well weighted there on Saturday, and you know, I think if the rain happens to come, she's got a very good chance.
Yeah, down on 52.5. Who have you got to take the ride there?
Glenn Boss is going to ride her. He's going to come in from Singapore.
Okay, well, that's a great opening for a quality jockey like him.
Yeah, look, there wasn't a lot of options with the 52.5, and he's a big race rider, and I think he'll really suit her. She's not a hard horse to ride. She's a mare that can make her own luck and put herself up on the speed, and most importantly, she can quicken on a slow or a heavy track, which a lot of horses can't do.
Yeah, exactly. But on that point, I mean, even if the showers don't come, and I know that you'd like them to, but if they don't, I mean, the other day at Caulfield, it was a good track, and she still let down really strongly.
Yeah, that's right. It was a good three at Caulfield, and immediately Damien did get away with a nice chip section on the front, but she still quickened up, and it was still a good win first up. She wasn't wound right up either, so she's going to take good improvement from it. Her work last week was the best we've seen from her, and she's in A1 condition.
And she's just built into it, as we've spoken about, that Glasshouse win. Listening to you surprised you, but she's come back in the order that you'd wanted to, taking further improvement. It must be exciting for all the team there.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been a mare that we've been very patient with, and we're getting rewarded now. And the older she gets, the better she's getting. As I said, her work last week was great. She had a final piece of work yesterday, and we're very impressed with it. She'll travel up to Sydney tomorrow night. Hopefully we can just draw a barrier. It looks like it's going to be a big field. I'd like to draw, you know, between 5 and 10 and give us plenty of options on where we can ride her. But hope for the rain to come. And the forecast looks pretty ordinary, so hopefully they're right.
Yeah, I think at the moment it certainly is. We'll wait and see what the week brings. Richard, thanks for joining us. Good luck with Jamaican Rain on the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.